is Pete Kimball, and I'm at the house of Rose Logan, and her friend
Ann Dominski.
She's here too. She's going to help us out. I met Ann through the Senior Citizen Center. They were very nice about it when I went over there. I met talked to Ruth. This was when they called you.
Ruth Ward. Ruth Ward.
I'm going to go right back to the beginning. Start with when you were born.
I was born October the 13th, 1904, in Hopkinsville.
Okay, now could you explain where Hopkinsville is? Where was it?
Hopkinsville when I was born, and then they changed it to Sweetwater.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's Qualey. It's down here to mine. Oh. About, what, four miles? About 4 miles.
4 miles south of Rock Springs? Maybe south? Where are we? Blairtown is...
Yeah.
Is that
well,
way?
It's right on through Blairtown.
Oh, okay.
Right street on out.
So there's a coke plant out in that direction.
That's where it was.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. Interesting.
And Ann was born?
Where I live. September the 8th, 1910.
Okay. Now, the interview is, we're going to mostly concentrate on no offense, but on you, right? Because I had asked you, and it gets kind of confusing.
Yeah.
If I don't, you know, I can't have to keep distinguishing between people, but you can help her out if she can't remember what to...
Ann lived here all her life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I lived out around the vicinity.
Well, that's... In Wyoming, that's basically what I need.
Yeah, around in Wyoming on ranches.
Mm-hmm.
But Ann has lived in Rock Springs all her life.
Oh. So she'll be able to refresh her memory, if anything.
Well, she can tell you better about it than
right.
I can.
Uh-huh.
So you talk to her.
Okay.
And then we'll both jive in.
Okay. Had your folks been here?
My mother was born in Colorado, just over the border.
Uh-huh.
And my father came from Missouri.
And what was your father? What did he do for work?
Rancher.
A rancher. And your mother was
just
a housewife all her life.
All her life.
How did you come to Wyoming? What mode of transportation? That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, we were born here in Wyoming.
Okay.
But I guess horse and buggy.
Horse and buggy.
As far as I know.
Let's talk a little bit about your family. How many brothers and sisters you have?
I have two brothers living. I have one brother dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I have six sisters.
Ooh.
And we all live in this vicinity except one.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Nevada? Yeah. In Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
In the wintertime, and she lives up in Hyattville, Wyoming, in the summertime. So we're all
about this Hyattville.
Close to Sheridan. It's between Casper and Sheridan up there.
Uh huh. Did all your brothers and sisters? Did they go into ranching too?
No.
No.
They all work different. Or their husbands all work different.
Mm-hmm.
But I have one sister on a ranch in Utah, down here in what they call Browns Park.
Mm-hmm.
Arlie and Steve Radosevich.
What was your house like? What kind of structure was it? Was it
log?
A log?
Mm-hmm. With dirt roof.
Is that right? A sod?
No, just dirt and gravel on top of that.
No indoor plumbing?
No. You packed your water. I packed my water for 25 years after I was married.
Wow. Now, where you lived, out in what's Qualey now, right? Is it called Qualey now?
Well, see, I didn't live there, only I was born there.
Right, okay.
And then my father moved to a ranch.
Okay, whereabouts was that ranch?
I guess about 60 miles. Red Creek, is it? 50.
What creek?
Red Creek.
Red Creek.
I know Red Creek.
And then we
went down into Utah for a couple of years and you worked on ranches. Mm-hmm. And then we came back to Red Creek again. And we lived there until we were young ladies, and then we moved to Rock Springs.
Did you have a large herd?
No, just a few, just mm-hmm. enough to make a living.
Mm-hmm. Now, did everybody help on the ranch?
Yes. Yes.
That was one of the main reasons why a lot of families had big families when they had farms and ranches, because they'd get all the children to help out.
We all had a certain
job to do. What was your job?
Help mm-hmm. cook and wash dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Herd cattle.
So you did just about anything?
Anything that had to be done, we done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the earliest childhood remembrance of, say, something, a big event that happened in the country, you know, that made the news? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but you know, we were far away. We couldn't get the news like Ann. Now mm-hmm. you ask her that question.
Well, let me ask you this. How did you get news? How did you communicate with the outside
people
world?
People telling us, coming to us and telling us.
No radio or anything like that?
No.
Of course, TV didn't come along until a long time later, but
yeah.
Newspapers?
No.
Did you ever got a newspaper?
No.
Huh.
We didn't have, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we would get mail once or twice a month.
Mm-hmm. How did it come? By the buggy?
By people bringing it in to us, or we'd come mm-hmm. to Rock Springs and get it.
How often did you come to Rock Springs?
Me?
Well, your family to pick up.
About once a year, maybe
mm-hmm.
twice.
And you buy everything that you needed?
Everything that we needed, we would buy and take.
Mm-hmm. Remember some of the prices of some of the foodstuffs?
Yeah, 10 cents for a package of oats, I know that.
Uh-huh.
And then we had what they called Arbuckle coffee, and it came in bags, and you had
any relation to Fatty Arbuckle?
And we had to grind it, and it had a candy stick in it.
Is that right?
Huh. And Mother would take those candy sticks out, and then once a week, she would break those candy sticks in pieces so that each one of us could have a piece of candy.
let's go back to what you, since you've been in Rock Springs all your life, I'm talking to Ann now. The earliest remembrance that you remember, something historical happening.
Anything historic? Remember the Black Hands blowing Bernoulli's house up?
What was that?
They called it the Black Hands blowed Bertinoli's house up on J Street.
Mm-hmm. How about something national? When were you born?
Oh, I was young, 1910.
Of course, you must remember.
Of course, I remember when Calvin Coolidge came to the park here.
Oh, so tell us about that.
Well, we just took pictures of him, you know, going
mm-hmm.
through the park and everything like that.
What park was that? Bunny
Yellowstone.
Park?
No,
oh, the Yellowstone
Park.
Park. Oh.
He
park.
Through this way, you know.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Was in the Yellowstone.
Did he make
park.
A whistle stop here? And
uh-huh.
That was when he. Is that when he? I see. In history books, I see pictures of him wearing that Indian headdress.
Yeah,
he had
a big black hat.
Yeah.
You know, on some of the pictures it
uh-huh.
was taken up there.
Yeah.
I can remember him hanging that colored guy under the bridge.
The hanging?
He raped a young girl, and they didn't give him a chance to do anything. They just hung him, and that was it. There was a bridge right over here on Elk Street.
And I
was just a
did
young
you
kid.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it, but I knew about it, and
mm-hmm.
I knew they'd done it. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Yeah, lynching.
It was during the Chinese riots.
Oh.
It was right... Well, the Chinese riot was on at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and dad was married in the Methodist Church in 1899.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there wasn't very much to this town at that time,
I'll tell you.
Burnt sidewalks.
Coal mining was the principal.
The main?
Yeah. No.
Object. My dad was a boss for years and years.
Uh-huh.
Tell him how Rock Springs got its name. Oh, the springs right up above where I live now.
Uh-huh.
There was a spring there. And it was the stagecoach going through. At that time, that was where they'd stop. Uh-huh. And that's how come Rock Springs got its name. There were springs all along there. Gee, I can remember. We had two wells, and
uh-huh.
Ben had two. Ben Harvey had two wells. My name was Buston.
Oh, your maiden name.
Was Buston, uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then the Freemans, that was Margaret,
uh-huh.
They had two wells, and the Joneses had two wells, and
wow.
It was all wells all along there.
Uh-huh. Now, this was good, clean, fresh water.
Good, clean, fresh water.
Yeah. And,
that's where Rock Springs got its name, was from that
uh-huh.
spring up there.
Now, this is up Elk Street in that way, or up toward Point of Rocks?
Go out Elk Street and turn on Springs Drive,
uh-huh.
And it's up on Springs Drive. And they got a monument there now.
Oh, do they? I would imagine they're all dried up right now.
The springs is dried up.
Yeah.
They haven't taken care of it anyway.
Yeah.
There was old graves right on the hill.
Yeah.
It said 1869 on some of the stones. At that time, and they tore them down and put them on garage floors. And just ruined everything.
Those graves from people that, some of the immigrants that have been passing through?
Yeah. Well, they tore it up here not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
If you talk to those Turcados, they ought to know quite a bit about it because they bought that ground on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And they dug it up and took the bones. And I said, well, what'd you do with the bones? They said they give them to Vase. And Vase was supposed to put them up here in the cemetery, but I don't know whether he ever did or not.
Hmm.
And they said the buttons had 1869 on some of those buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And those clothes were still, they said it was green velvet.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a shame to destroy those graves because there was 8 graves up there.
How long ago did they discover that?
Well, I knew the graves was there all my life because
uh-huh.
Ever since we were little kids, we'd go decorate them on Decoration Day, you know.
Hmm.
But how long's the cause been up there?
About 10 or 12 years.
It hasn't been that long, has it?
Well, yeah, before Bill passed away. And see, he died.
Well, Leo's been dead 11 years.
Yeah.
And they didn't have it then.
Did they?
No.
Well, then. 8 years.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Uh-huh. Now,
and I started school out there where I live.
A one-room?
One-room school, and Kate Slott was a teacher, my first grade teacher.
You had all grades in one?
All grades in one room.
In one room. Pot-bellied stove.
It was a pot-bellied stove, and then it had that big tin thing around it
uh-huh.
so the kids couldn't get burnt,
uh-huh.
you know.
Do you remember, was there a Chinatown when?
Oh, yes. Chinatown was right by, Mrs. Peterson was the last teacher out there. And then we was moved to town. We had to come to town to school.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese town was right behind it, right behind the Washington School. You know where the Washington School is now?
Just over by the
Slovensky Dome.
You?
Yeah, okay, right. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yep.
The school was up the front here,
uh-huh.
you know, up against the road.
Uh-huh.
Well, Chinatown was behind there, and they had a great big well there.
Uh-huh.
And the old Chinamen had come with their yokes, you know, wooden work yokes,
uh-huh.
and carry the water with the buckets. I can remember that so well when Roy McDonald threw a snowball and hit him. Oh, boy, he dropped those buckets and he chased us, and he caught Elizabeth Wilson. You remember? She,
yeah.
That's one of the old Chinamen, right?
The Chinaman chased and caught this girl, and he just shook her to pieces. I thought it was going to break her neck. And it wasn't her, did it? It was Roy McDonald that threw the snowball.
And every Chinese New Year, they'd have a parade.
Oh, yeah.
Every year
they had one here.
With the dragon.
With the dragon.
With a great big dragon.
I heard my husband talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mother, too.
How long were you married?
Me? My husband and I were married 51 and a half years before he passed away. In the 7th of July, he will be gone 10 years.
Now, is that how you got into ranching, or had you decided from the beginning since when you were a kid?
Well, I lived on a ranch all my life.
And
then we moved into town, and my folks lived here 3 years, and I went to school.
And whereabouts in town where you live in?
Blairtown. Where my sister now lives.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in the same location, but she has a new home. This year, they tore down the old house and made a new house.
Right on the same foundation?
On the same
location. Now, at any point, I mean, you've been around here all your life and ranching and sort of isolated, and you came into town, you went to school for, how old were you when you came into Rock Springs?
I would say I was about 14.
And so by the time you reached 17 or 18, were you ready to go out and step out into the world? And
well, I got married when I was 18.
Okay. And your husband was from Rock Springs?
He was from here, yes. He was born over number 4.
That's part
in Rock Springs.
That's over near Clark Street.
Mm-hmm. That's right, close to Clark Street. Probably part of Clark Street, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But right there at number 4, he was born.
But you had no desire to go out, maybe go to San Francisco or
no,
try to...
No, I've done more traveling since he passed away than I did. That's all we do now.
Is that right?
We take these tours.
Uh-huh.
The Zanetti bus line has all these tours.
Mm-hmm.
And then the senior citizens were involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to all these summer camps. And
Where kind of places did you go?
I don't remember the first time. We went to Camp Molo last summer.
Yeah. And then we went to where that church was. What was that called? There by Jim.
It's only 16 miles from Shelby.
Yeah, I know.
Story. We went to Story the first time and Molo last time.
Well,
and
we went to Story twice.
These church camps?
Well, they're not church camps. They're for senior citizens. We just
mm-hmm.
really have a picnic, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
What was there? 150 of us last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From all over the state, or was this just from this area?
Yeah, from all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the governor's conferences.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Elko.
Are you both members of the AARP?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we...
Would you say you go to Elko?
We go to Elko once a month.
Oh, really?
Well, don't laugh.
Do
we
they
do.
Play the one-armed bandits and stuff?
No, oh, yes, we do. And we listen to all those nightclubs.
Is that right?
We listen to the Sons of the Pioneers the last time we
Is that
out.
Right?
It was
They're one of my favorites. I'm only 30 years old, but I know the Sons of the Pioneers. I know who they are. I know Roy Rogers used to sing with them. Ken Curtis, remember the guy that used to play Festus on Gunsmoke? He used to sing with them.
Well, they're still
together.
They're
still
working for Roy Rogers, they
mm-hmm.
told us
mm-hmm.
when we were down at Elko.
Last month.
This time. When we were down there last month.
Yeah,
and we're
movie.
Going to go the
next
16th.
That's terrific.
There's 4 of us that go every time.
Well, what are you snickering for?
Well, some people think it's funny that we do, but we do.
Well, I think, it's great. It's great. I kind of got sidetracked there. you mentioned the hanging before. Do you remember any other kind of violence that had been, this was 1910 when you were born, but did they still, they didn't have shootouts or things like that, or violence in the streets?
No, but the cowboys used to ride right into the saloons on horses.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
They used to take their horse and go right into the saloon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my mother and dad was married horseback.
They were married on horseback? Is that right?
Down there where the laundry used to be, down on where Boots lives. You know, there was a laundry down in there, wasn't it?
Yeah. But that's where the creek used to run
yeah.
through, where Boots lives now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But my mother and dad were married on horseback right there.
The Rock Springs Steam Laundry used to be there.
Yeah. That's where they were married, on horseback.
The steam laundry?
Rock Springs Steam Laundry, it used to be called.
Whereabouts?
It was right where she's talking about, where her mother and dad was married. It was right there on J Street.
Okay, well, I know where K Street is. Everybody knows where K Street is.
Okay, well, this is J
right.
Street. It's the next street
right.
over.
Okay,
Well, our senior citizen center's on K Street. Right.
Yeah. Of all places.
Of all places, that's what I said, of all places.
It's a nice place, too. I went by there.
It's a nice building and all that, but we still don't have enough parking place around it.
Yeah. And it's by permit only.
Yeah. The city owns it.
Is that right?
City.
Now, let's get back to when you got married. You didn't get married on horseback, though, did you?
No, I was married in my mother's house down in Blairtown.
Uh-huh. Now, was everybody born in the house? Nobody went to hospital in those days, I don't think.
Oh, no.
Midwife?
Two of my children were born at home.
Uh-huh. Midwife in attendance?
My mother was a midwife, uh-huh. And then her neighbor, they used to go out, midwife. Uh-huh.
No, you didn't encounter any problems with the births or anything like that. That's coming back these days. A lot of women are going back to having midwife in attendance. It's surely not as expensive, and the only trouble with it is, you know, if there's a difficulty at birth, then you get a certain equipment.
We had a doctor, Dr. Lauser was my doctor for my first two children. Mm-hmm. And one of them was born in Mama's house down in Blairtown, and then she lived up on C Street. Is it C Street where that big house is by the bowling alley? She lived in there. She had boarders and renters.
I don't know what that street is. It Gopal?
No, she lived
It's right on the corner, yeah, but
Street. Goble Street?
C Street and Goble. Mm-hmm. Right on the street, corner Street and Goble.
That's where Roy was.
Ludwig.
No, it's not Ludwig. Ludwig's way up where Gretchen
just
lives.
Across the tracks.
I think it's
Goble.
Goble.
So after you got married, your husband was a rancher. And you moved right out to his ranch, I would assume.
I was married the 27th of January. Okay. And we had one of these big trunks, and I put all my belongings in it, and we tied it on the back of the buggy. Mm-hmm. And he had his four horses, or his team. Mm-hmm. And my dad gave me his saddle horse and said, now you take him and take care of him.
Was that more or less a dowry? They don't have dowries nowadays, right?
No. But anyhow, we went out here to, the first night we stopped at Herman McGinney's ranch. And then the next day we went over the hill. We couldn't go on the road because it was too much snow. Mm-hmm. So we had to go over the hill. And we went across up on the hill and then across the flat. Mm-hmm. And as we went down the hill, my husband said, now you get out and ride the horse. And my feet drug in the snow. Mm-hmm. down the hill.
Now, whereabouts, explain a little bit of the location. Herman McGinney's ranch, whereabouts is that?
It's south about 20 miles. 20 miles, maybe 30.
From
it's 35 miles to our ranch, where we live.
Okay.
And then it would be about 15 miles, 20 miles, I would say.
He'd already, how old was your husband again?
When I got married?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was 18 and he was 32.
How'd you meet?
I always knew him, I guess. Mm-hmm. I knew him when I was a little girl. He came courting my school teacher, first time I ever saw
him. Is that right?
And I thought he was the most handsome human I ever saw. But I never thought I'd be his wife. But as time went on, I guess it was supposed to be that way.
And then he come by courting you one day?
On a Labor Day.
On Labor Day.
We went to a dance, and he wanted to know if he could take me home, and I said, sure. My mother had ridden for him in the race that day. Mm-hmm. She took his horse and rode him in the race.
Now, what was this race? That a big race?
Well, a Labor Day race.
Uh-huh. Labor Day used to be a big celebration here every Labor Day.
Is that
right? Had rodeos and...
Uh-huh.
And April the 1st was a big celebration, and July the 4th. Those three was always...
What? April 1st? April
1st. It was April Fool's Day. That was called an eight-hour day.
Eight-hour day, they called it.
We always had big celebrations here.
And I'd never been away from my mother. And there's two ranches where my husband and I lived, and then where Bill's brother lived.
Fairly close together?
Yeah, right close together, about a mile apart. And when we got to my house, the cows had knocked all the windows out of the house. So we went up and stayed about 6 weeks with Grover and Lila.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd go down each day and work on our house until we got it so we could live in.
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind me getting a little personal right now, since it was the first time you'd ever been out away from your mother's house and...
First time I'd ever been away from my mother, yes.
Were you scared that first night?
Well, I guess. Or I don't know. It was just life.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have gave that 25 years for nothing in the world.
How big was your husband's ranch? How many acres?
160.
Is that a small one or is that...
Small.
That's a small one?
Just a small one.
Uh-huh. How many head of cattle?
We had 150 cattle, about 50 head of horses.
And that's small too, isn't it, compared to some of the big ranches?
And then we had sheep. We had about 100.
No, was that unusual to have sheep and cattle together?
Not since I've been born.
No. Because I've heard of what they call the Johnson County War. Are you familiar with it?
Well, I remember fighting over the cattle and the sheep. You know, they had a fence all up north.
Mm-hmm.
The cattle had to stay on one side and the sheep on the other.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't dare cross.
That was the late 1800s when that was all going.
See, I was married in 1923.
But they still had those fences up there for years.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think they use those fences anymore.
Mm-hmm. But cattle and sheep and horses and wildlife can all live on the same land and get along well.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Right.
Because we've always done it.
Mm-hmm. And cattle and sheep don't eat different grasses, or they all eat the same thing?
Well, they all eat different things, but it's all there.
It's all there. Okay. What do you remember about the Depression?
It
wasn't too long before you got married in 23 and Depression came along 6 years later.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, when you live on a ranch, you don't notice that like people that live in town.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had our own cows for the milk and our own chickens for the eggs.
Right.
And we made eggs, butter, and then meat and everything we had in there. All we had to buy would be the sugar and the flour.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't see that much difference? Prices might have been higher.
We could see it in the other people that would come to visit us, you know, because they would be out of work and then they would come out to the ranch and maybe stay for a week or so and then come back to town and work for a couple of days and then come back.
The mines was only working 1 or 2 days a week.
Is that right?
During the Depression, because my husband worked there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his paychecks wasn't only about $22 a pay.
Mm-hmm.
We had to pay rent.
That was weekly? What was
no,
the rent?
Every 2 weeks.
$22 every 2 weeks?
Yes.
Oh,
and so, I still got the state, but I can prove it to you, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
But he only dropped $22.
But see, we would work on a yearly base.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, we sold our cattle.
Right.
And then we would put in our supplies for the winter.
Right.
And that would have to do us until the next fall when we sold
our
cattle.
You get one lump sum. Can you expound on the Depression at all, since you lived right in town? How did it affect you?
Well, it was pretty hard to even get bread, a loaf of bread at times.
Because
It wasn't working at all, hardly.
Did they have
1 or 2 days a week.
Were there bread lines here in Rock Springs?
Oh, yes, there was. But we never did.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there was bread lines.
And there was a lot of poor people.
Oh, yes.
Just like now. There's a lot of poor people in Rock Springs.
A lot of
right
these
now,
that's got a lot of money now didn't have any.
There was a big flood in Rock Springs. I'm not sure of the year, but do you remember it all?
We have a number of floods. So often we have a cloudburst here.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, all our KRKK and all that. Mm-hmm. I've seen that lay underwater. All that whole territory looked just like a lake.
Uh-huh.
I've seen the bridge where you go across to our house. I've seen it go out 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what year was it we had this ice jam here at my house?
Yeah, and that hell of water went back up in here, too.
It was clear up to my door.
Yeah.
Right here?
Yes.
And the picture was in the paper, and my son was living in Salt Lake, and he picked up the rocket. And he said, oh, my God, that's my mom's house.
All those on Center Street across on the other side, the creek was underwater, too.
Mm-hmm.
Their basements was flooded. And
mm-hmm.
Well, all these boathouses, too. All here was all flooded, too.
Yeah. I just thought of that. Where I live is what you call number four. Right?
Yeah,
can you tell us the...
Well, right there where, you know, Arapahoe Street and... What are those? I can't remember. Where the Lutheran Church is and everything.
Okay.
That used to be a big ballpark.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And every 4th of July and every Labor Day, they'd have big celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd have the big celebrations.
Rodeos.
Rodeos. A lot of rodeos. A baseball park. And
mm-hmm.
That was quite a big place there at that time. Now it's all houses.
How was the city divided up in those areas?
Well, number one was up where the East Junior High is, and that's where the cemetery was when my grandfather and grandmother come to Rock Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Up there where the East Junior High is. And that was called number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was up there where, you remember all that junk stuff that was up there, Bonta Domes?
It's out on 430, along
yeah.
the side of 430.
Okay.
And that was called number two. Number three was... Well, the colored people lives over there now, and Ridge Avenue. You know where Ridge Avenue is?
You know where the railroad avenue? Where you pay your lights and water.
PP&L?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It's on the other side of the track.
Okay.
Right on the other side.
Mine and number 10 mine.
Mm-hmm.
They just called them all. My mother and dad, when they were first married, they lived at little number 9, and that's where the Sands Cafe is now.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they live. There was Medill's and the Youngs. Medill's and Youngs and my mother and dad. There was only 4 houses there. I can't think. Can you tell me the other ones? There was just the 4 houses there at that time. And of course they were bosses like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot think of that name.
I can't either. But that's all the houses was here. And all those were mines at that time.
Mm-hmm. The mines didn't have a name, it was just a number.
Yeah, number one mine was right where the
mm-hmm.
where Ben Foodliner is right now.
Mm-hmm.
That was number one mine.
There was a mine there, right where Ben's...
Yeah, that's where the mine went down.
See, Rock Springs sits over top of
all these
that's
mines.
That's why we have all this caving in.
Subsidence.
Mm-hmm.
We just went across the overpass and went down past the Southside Catholic Church there just about an hour before the whole thing dropped in.
So that's downtown to me.
Well,
Ben's food line was
yeah. Well, that's where old number one mine was first.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first.
Now, was that still the center of town back then? The mine just was in the center of town?
Yeah, see, Beckwith and Quinn was on this side. That was old Beeman and Ubers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a side of, well, where that theater, what is that name of that new theater there?
The Rock? Cinema?
The Cinema, I guess it is. It's right. Well, that was the old Beeman and Ubers store for years.
Uh-huh. Oh, Mercantile?
It had everything, clothes, and it was a big store.
And then that Sophia Walker, it's LNG now, but she had a hat store along there, and she had, and then
it was, and there was a Stop Loss.
Marietta's had a candy store right in there, because we used to go in and get candy.
Then there was a Stop Loss.
The Stop Loss was down this way, huh?
And right there where the Rock Springs National Bank was, there was a entrance to the mine, too, wasn't there?
Somewhere in through there, but I can't remember that too well. There was a flower shop there. John, he could tell you that part of that. Because his dad was president of the bank that he was with.
Now, see him and his sons around the Rock Springs now.
Oh, is that right? Now, your family's been here since your grandparents came here, is that right? How long? And that was in...
About 85 or 86 of them.
You keep a family album?
No, but I got my mother's Bible.
Oh, yeah.
It's about this wide, and about that long, about that thick. Mm-hmm. I still have it.
Mm-hmm. Well, when Mother passed away, they gave her Bible to Jack, to my brother Jack. And she had one of those big with all our births in it and all our marriages and everything. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I live now. The Indians used to come through there.
I was just going to ask you about if you'd ever seen any Indians come through.
Yes, they used to camp there, camp right close to us. And one of the old ladies had come over to Mother's. Every year she went through. Uh-huh. She'd stop there, and Mother would give her bread and food, you know. Uh-huh. Right there where the Bennett's food paint shop and all that stuff. That was, there was two of the Prius springs there that you ever in your life seen. Hmm. And that was all green grass there, and that's where they'd camp. Uh-huh. The Indians had camped there, and they'd come from Idaho and go over to Lander, uh-huh, to those Indians.
To the Shoshone Reservation.
And Arapaho, Washakie, uh-huh, they're all over there. Uh-huh. And they'd gather chokecherries and stuff and take them back with make jelly. But they stopped all the time.
Out at Red Creek, where we live, uh-huh, the Indians used to come from Vernal over to Lander, mm-hmm, and they would stop there.
And
they would bring things to trade, mm-hmm, like they would bring these big 5-gallon cans of honey, pure white, just as white as snow. And then they would give us a can of that, maybe for a dozen eggs or loaf of bread or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I remember the Indians coming through, and we'd watch them.
Mm-hmm.
They would camp just outside of our fence, and then they would come. The main people of the tribe, mm-hmm, would come and visit with my dad and my mother. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, children, we have to listen to.
Right.
Kids were seen and not heard then.
Is that right?
Today they're the bosses.
Today you could pick them up and spank them.
I know. But people don't.
That's
they
right.
Should.
And the Chinese cemetery was right across from where I live, right up that canyon where the
fairgrounds.
Where the old fairgrounds and the armory was.
Well, where they got that recycling plant now, where they recycle all this.
Rock Springs Hide and Fur.
No,
it's up the canyon further.
Canyon, they have a recycling place up there where they recycle paper and stuff like that.
That
That's
was
where the old fairgrounds used to be.
The Chinaman was buried there. They'd feed them, you know, after they'd bury them. They'd have the cutest dishes and everything. My mother used dishes. They said to them, they said, well, what do you feed them for? They said, well, what do you put flowers on? You can't come up. And smell your flowers.
What kind of entertainment did you have back in them days? There was no burlesque or...
There was none of that kind of crap. But everybody, we'd meet at different houses, mm-hmm, every week. And everyone would take... Maybe one would take potato salad, one would take some meat, mm-hmm, some, you know, and they'd have lunch. And then they'd have a mouth harp and a violin, you know. Mm-hmm. We'd dance, we'd really have good parties. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever come into town for those
Well, after I was married, my husband and I came always on Labor Day and for April.
April Fool's Day?
April's.
Mm-hmm.
And then we...
8 hour days.
8 hour day. And then my husband used to come in on the 25th of January for the Robert Burns celebration.
Who was Robert Burns?
Scotchman.
the Scotch poet.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
They had a Robert Burns Day.
Robert Burns Day.
Yeah,
oh, every
Robert
year.
Burns Day. And
we
my husband always came.
Why was he such a big deal?
Well, because he was a full-blooded Scotchman. Four of his brothers were born in Scotland.
Oh, okay. But I was wondering, why did Rock Springs have a Robert Burns Day?
There were a lot of Scotch people.
Oh, yes. They celebrated every year.
They have Highland games and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Dances.
We used to have the most beautiful Scotch band here that ever was.
I remember seeing pictures of that.
Alex Davidson was the leader.
Mm-hmm.
You know Irene Davidson? She lives down here on Lowell.
No.
On Lowell Street she lives.
Mm-hmm.
And she could tell you a lot about the Scotch band.
Well, a couple of weeks ago I was in that museum down in Green River, in the county building, and there were pictures of a Scottish band. No more though. They don't have any. They don't celebrate Robert Burns Day anymore.
Oh,
nope.
Mm-hmm. It's different here altogether.
There was Robert Burns, and then there was the 1st of April, and then there was Labor Day, September.
Mm-hmm.
There was in the 4th of
July.
July,
we always celebrated 4th of
there
July.
There was the four
mm-hmm.
times that we used to always come to town. And it takes us all day to get here with the team and wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Now it takes us 25 minutes, 30 minutes to go out where we used to live.
Do you ever go out there at all to see what...
Is
the ranch still there?
Yeah, the ranch is still there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all gone back to nature. The house is still there.
But no one ever took it over and fixed it?
No. After we sold it, they wanted it for the rangeland.
Mm-hmm.
More than they wanted it for the ranch.
So who did you sell your ranch to?
We sold it to Logan and Froggett.
Are they just real estate or?
Well, there were two men that wanted it, and so we sold it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's the policeman or the sheriff over in Lander. Logan is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sold it to somebody else. And now a man by the name of Montgomery owns it.
And it's just used for grazing? It's still ranch land?
And they say it won't go back to nature, but all
mm-hmm.
the meadows and everything has gone back to sagebrush that you could stand in and you couldn't see me.
Couldn't see you?
No,
you can't. Sagebrush?
Sagebrush.
On
that ranch.
Sagebrush sizes.
Is that right?
I could walk down in there and you couldn't see me.
That's unreal. Because the only sagebrush around here is just...
You haven't been in these...
I know.
up here at Steamboat and those places either.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like trees.
But you go out south and sagebrush is as high as your car.
Uh-huh. Now, is that how it used to be, you said? Or did it used to be grassland?
Well, when we had it, it was ranch. It was hay.
Because
we put up 150 ton of hay
mm-hmm.
on it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's all gone back to nature. It's all sagebrush. You should try to go out.
I'd like to go out there sometime.
Well, you go out here on this 191, is it now?
Yeah.
And where it says Sage Creek.
Okay.
And where it says Sage Creek. You go down that way. And when you get down to the bottom of the hill, there's a road goes down this way. It says Kern Creek. And this one... says Ramsey's, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think so. You turn left anyhow.
And go up the creek. And the first ranch that's up the creek is where we live.
Mm-hmm.
The house is still partly there.
There's one big tree.
One great big tree out in the yard
mm-hmm.
with a great big bird nest in it. And
mm-hmm.
still there.
It is. Oh my goodness. It's flat. I mean, Hmm. And the walls were logged, right?
Yeah.
How many rooms?
Four.
How long was this taken?
This? Mm-hmm. Oh, about 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. See the sagebrush in the hospital? Mm-hmm.
That was all.
And see this?
That was
is,
all hay at one time, right?
Yeah. What's, and this is the big tree that's there now. Mm-hmm. But all over here was meadow. All over here was meadow. Mm-hmm. This was a hill back here. That friend of Roy's, yeah, is drawing a picture of this.
Well, I'll
for be. Roy. It's a big picture like that one.
Hmm. I like to go out there and take a picture. I'm a photographer. And I just go out there and take a picture of it someday.
Have you ever been on a little mountain?
No.
There's some pictures that was taken 2 years ago.
Oh my goodness. I. Let me shut the tape recorder off just for a minute. So we were talking about the Indians before.
The Indians always went to the river.
Yeah, and they weren't bad.
No.
They never bothered nobody. I was near as afraid of an Indian as I was of a Mexican.
I was a colored guy.
Well, yeah.
Mexicans kind of had a reputation around here? Were they just...
Mean. And we never had hardly any colored people here at that time either. There was the Epps family and the... Epps. Mel Jackson.
Just the two families, wasn't it?
No, they're Collins.
Collins, yeah.
It was just about three families here.
Three families of them.
And they tended to their own business, you know what I mean? They didn't butt in like they do today, I'll tell you, by a long way.
But any time there was any trouble, it was, you could probably bet your bottom dollar there was a Mexican behind it.
That's right.
There was always a foreigner of some kind behind it.
Yeah.
But we didn't have too much.
No, it wasn't.
Everybody was friendly. You know, one time, there was 48 nationalities lived in Rock Springs. 52 nationalities lived in Rock Springs. And you could go up the streets, you knew everybody.
Turn that on if you wanted it on.
Yeah, it is on.
Is it on?
Yep.
Oh. And you could go up the street, you knew everybody. Uh-huh. Now you'd be afraid to walk up the street.
I know.
When my husband and I sold the ranch and came in here in 1947, that's what we used to do in the evenings. We would get in our car and we would drive up on North Front Street. Uh-huh. And then everybody drove up on North Front Street and you'd get out and stand on the street and visit.
That's where everybody hung out, right?
Well, yeah, you didn't go in the saloons or anything.
No,
you
but,
just
yeah.
Did around and enjoyed yourselves and talked to each other. But you wouldn't dare do that now.
When about did the boom start? Did you notice there was definitely going to be a change?
Boom. I don't know when it started. It sure was a boom, I'll tell you.
That started about 10 years?
It's been that long.
Yeah, because Bill was still alive when people started coming in here so bad. So was Leo.
Were they coming in droves?
In droves. And different people, you know, they were
altogether different than the people that had been living here.
Yeah.
You know.
You could tell a stranger just by the way he walked, the way he talked. We had a lot of run-ins with them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd start cussing our wind and our reins and our stuff, and then we'd tell them go back where they came from. They didn't like oil.
Mm-hmm.
But
so was it all oil? People was that was the reason why they
in Trona.
Trona, okay.
The Trona mines and the oil wells.
Mm-hmm. What was the first part of town that was the Rock Springs only
was there?
It was that was it.
Up on Front Street there, the two Front Streets.
Mm-hmm. And
then down J Street.
Is this considered an old part of town right here? This has always been here, hasn't it?
Well, this was West Flat.
Yeah, this was called West Flat, but it wasn't.
But this was the outskirts, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
This was the outskirts.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. There was nobody down below me when we bought this. Yeah.
No. There was nobody up on that hill.
All of that's been made since we lived here.
Mm-hmm. The malls and everything. With the plaza, that's all been within the last 10 years or so.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. We bought this property in 1947. Mm-hmm. We sold our ranch and bought this property in 1947.
And you was at the end of town?
Yeah. We were the next people right here was the last people on this street. There was nobody else past here.
No.
When you drove out here, then you was out of town.
Mm-hmm. And there wasn't any Interstate 80 either.
Oh, no.
What was this?
DeWar Drive was Interstate 80.
I wasn't even in city limits.
Is that right?
DeWar Drive was
that was
Highway
main,
80.
That was the main drag through town, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Old Lincoln Highway.
Right.
The Lincoln Highway used to go down through Blairtown.
I mean, it didn't go very far, and then they changed it.
Then it did go down through there, and then
it had cut across the bridge right down close to where the sewer plant is now.
Where Huskies
this
is.
This side, quite a ways this side.
Okay.
That's where the bridge used to go across.
There was nothing up on College Hill.
Not a thing. Mm-hmm. Us kids used to go up there and play up on those rocks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They
just
leveled it all off.
When I first moved here, when Steve was little, him and Roger Gold up here, and Paul, they were up there playing one day, and here they came home with a rattlesnake in a mason jar.
Oh,
my brother used to do that. He used to get it.
A rattlesnake in a mason jar. I tell you, I'm almost died that day.
This past winter, it's still winter, it has been. Do you remember anything, a winter ever worse than the one we've had?
Yeah, 1949.
Oh, yeah, we used to have worse winters.
We used to have more snow. When we were children, the winters were lots worse than they are now. They're like they are down in Utah. Mm-hmm. Boy, there's a lot more snow down there right now than there is here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've had a lot of snow right in the valley.
But we used to go up on the hill and toboggan. All the way down, it'd be solid. You couldn't see a rock or nothing. It'd be solid snow. And we don't have that now.
Uh-huh.
There was lots more snow when we were young kids than there is now.
Do you remember the antelope? Did they ever have to, when they migrate, you know, they've had to go to, they ended up on College Hill this year because.
Well, because they can't get off. They're all fenced in.
They were right down in my yard.
Is that right?
They were. They came right here at my door and ate my rose bush this winter. And we never had that before.
Huh.
But we never did have antelope come in like they have.
But it's because they're fenced in. Because
they can't
migrate.
They can't get over the fences. They can't go back where they were from.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people have built houses where their winter range is.
Mm-hmm.
See, now out there where my son lives, that was nothing.
Not a thing out there.
That's out by the new fairgrounds.
Okay.
That was all open
there.
Range.
Yeah.
And that's where the animals wintered.
Mm-hmm. Have you, either one of you ever been involved in politics? No?
I'm a committee woman. Mm-hmm. I have been for years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was committee woman before I came to Rock Springs.
What committee is that? I don't
Democrat.
Democrat. Mm-hmm. Committee woman.
Mm-hmm.
This is Democrat County.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't get to go to that meeting yesterday. I was supposed to go to that meeting.
It's not a caucus.
It was a convention.
Convention, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I was supposed to be there yesterday. But
Bill went with
Irene,
and she said, Rose, I never was so scared in my life. Mm-hmm. She drove that car to Greenery yesterday.
Oh, my. I haven't talked to him yet.
So, obviously, you must remember when women got to vote and all that. And, was there much of a, when the suffragettes were protesting and all that, was there much of a
It was 1800 or something. When we at Morris.
Mm-hmm.
See, South Pass was a county seat at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember that.
Wasn't it in 1890?
No, that's when Wyoming became a state.
Yeah, but
I got my dad's diary to the Yellowstone Park in 1890.
Is that right? Now, do you remember any of these gentlemen here that I'm going to name? Ed Hirschler.
We know him. Talked to him face to face
many
times.
Uh-huh. Before he was governor, he must have been a
rancher. He was a lawyer.
Yeah, and then
Cameron.
A rancher.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he came out and bought to Pappas's cattle.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. All the cows that they had them. What do they call that test? Pregnant test? And he wouldn't buy any that wasn't pregnant. So they got all the cattle out there now that won't have calves this year. And Hirschler took the other two truckloads up to his ranch.
I'll be darned.
How about Tino?
Roncalio?
Yeah, Roncalio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was, he's younger than I am, but a long way.
Mm-hmm.
He lived right there on North Prince Street.
No, I'm familiar with Ed Hirschler, cause, since I'm not from around here, but who was Tino?
He was our representative in Washington, D.C. He was a very nice kid. He still is a very nice fella.
Mm-hmm.
And
but he was from Sweetwater County?
Oh, yes.
He's from Rock Springs.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was a junk collector.
Oh, a junk collector?
I can remember seeing him pulling this little cart, collecting all the garbage and stuff, you know what I mean?
And they were pretty well-to-do, too, but he still did that.
Yeah, he still did it. And he had a sister, two sisters. They were real nice people, real nice people.
Mm-hmm. How about Nick Wataha? Is that how you pronounce it?
Nick.
Not Nick.
That isn't Nick.
What?
Paul.
Wataha? Is that how you pronounce it?
He was a mayor here.
Uh-huh.
For years.
I wonder who Nick was.
Nick.
Did he have a brother, Nick?
Not that I know of.
Is that how you pronounce his last name? Wataha?
Wataha.
Mm-hmm. Was he Indian?
No, I knew him, Paul. Well, he lives up on number one. He'll live now.
Does he?
He married that preacher's daughter, what was her name? Real nice people. Real nice people, too.
Now, you say his name was Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
The mayor.
Okay.
He was mayor here for years.
Huh. I wonder if that's who he means here. How about Bob Johnson?
Oh, he's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He just gave up. He was president of the Democrat for years. He was our president.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave it up, and his wife, Polly, she was, you know what I told your mother lived down there, number nine? It was her mother's mother and then lived there.
Mm-hmm. So you're both pretty active.
We try to be
in the Democratic.
Yeah, I've been. When we lived at the ranch, that's where they voted. Was at my house.
Is that right?
They all the sheep herders and all, everybody would come to my house, and I'd have to cook meals, cook for all that.
We'd set up a poll at your house.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to five different places committee. Where, I mean, they voted. That I've been on the
election
board.
Now, isn't Wyoming a Republican state, generally speaking?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, but Sweetwater County is Democrat.
Right, and so is Ed Hirschler.
Yes.
He's Democrat. Was there ever he describes it as a Democratic machine. Do you know what I mean by a Democratic machine?
The voting machines now?
No, not voting machines. kind of like a syndicate almost. Not quite a syndicate, but...
Do you used to have Democrat rallies here?
Uh-huh.
Big meetings and dances?
But I mean, like, no matter what, there would be Democrat in office.
That's right. They vote Democrats in every
right
time.
Right down the line.
All down the line.
You see that thing? Out where we lived, there was two Republicans,
mm-hmm.
and all everybody else was Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? Why do you, what is it about the Democrats that makes Sweetwater County? Why is it Sweetwater County that's Democrat instead of Republican like the rest of the
state? Because
they
did more for us in the unions.
You bet, in everything.
Uh-huh. In everything. Anything you wanted, if there was a Democrat in the office, you got it.
Uh-huh.
And if there was a Republican, you didn't get it.
Uh-huh. So are you familiar with the workings of the unions, too, back in the...
Well, my husband was always a union man.
Was he?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
He was always a union man. Any man that went to work when they was on strike, they were scabs.
Mm-hmm. Some questions. Who about to? Was there ever any violence because of the strikes or?
They went out on strike mostly.
Uh-huh. And did it end pretty quick?
Well, we was out. How many strikes we went through?
Oh,
we had one strike in 26,
27? No.
They were out quite a while that time.
They were out a long, long time that time because Joe Miller and them used to come out to the ranch, you know?
Yeah, that's right. They were out a long time.
Mm-hmm. They come out
there. I wasn't married at that time. But,
mm-hmm.
They come out there, and my husband was her uncle. I was their aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they would get out of work, they would come out there and just stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, what we produced, our own garden stuff, our own vegetables,
yeah.
and our own meat.
He was self-sufficient.
Yeah. And when they would get out of work, then they'd come out there, then they would work, you know,
mm-hmm.
for what?
You could always use an extra hand on the ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard work.
No, if anybody tells you they work, just let them go to a ranch and try to own it themselves and do it.
Uh-huh.
It's all right when you can hire somebody to do it, but when you have to do it yourself, you work.
Mm-hmm. And you worked as much as your husband did on that.
Just sometimes harder.
Yeah. You were right out there on the range.
Yes.
You didn't spend all your time in the house. Huh?
Well, in the mornings, we would get up at 4 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and we'd start the fire. And then I would go to the corral, and I'd milk the cows. And he would do the other. And in the summertime, he'd irrigate. And at 6 o'clock, I had breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
At 12 o'clock, I had dinner. At 6 o'clock, we had supper.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that came to our house could come in. It wouldn't make any difference whether we were there or whether we weren't. They could go to my cupboard. They could fix a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the fall, I would take my... I had a band on my chickens, and I would can the old chickens. And then we'd can the broth for soup.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted chicken, you could have chicken. If you wanted vegetables, you could go to my cellar, and you could have anything that you wanted.
Canned chickens.
And canned beef, canned wild deer,
canned fish,
can anything.
Mm. Now, when you said in a can or in a jar?
Jar. They were all jars.
Mason jars.
They weren't cans.
Uh-huh.
They were in mason jars. When we sold our ranch in 1947, we moved 1,550 jars of canned stuff.
You still have any of that canned stuff?
No. That's been a long time. That's what, 35 years?
37
years. 37 years. Since we lived
right here. Now, at that time, when you sold the ranch, and you've lived here ever since.
Right, in this vicinity.
Uh-huh.
We lived over in that house.
Now, was your husband retired? Did he retire at that time, or did he?
No.
Did he work? What did he do when he came into town?
He went to work for the Peacock Mine. He was night watchman for 6 years, and then he was brand inspector for the county the rest of his working days.